Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever this finds you. I hope you're well. Thank you for joining me for the Beautiful You podcast meditation and relaxation session. As we walk into our journey today, I want you to envision how amazing and beautiful you are. I want you to remember not to compare yourself to any person or way of being or size or all these little things that we tend to overanalyze in ourselves and compare them to others. Remember that you are exactly where you need to be. Your journey is your journey, and no one can take that journey for you, and no one has the right to tell you how that you should take that journey. That is your gift and your undertaking. And even when you're struggling at times and you're feeling alone, remember that you are beautiful and amazing, that you are love at your core. Remember that delicate, beautiful light that you are. From the moment you were born, you are just full of love and excitement to see what the world would bring. Pull yourself back to that moment and remember that gentle sense of excitement, of being full of life. Enjoy. Hold yourself in that space and bring that essence with you into the moment now. Feel your expansiveness and allow all the other worries and anxiety to slip away. These things in the world, they have little concern. It doesn't matter if you're big or tall or small or wide or narrow. It doesn't matter if you're blue or orange or green or black or red or brown or white. Those things don't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a football fan or a soccer fan or if you're a pillow fighting fan. None of these things matter. Those are just the little joys that we find in life. If you enjoy those things, you enjoy it and love it and be in the moment with it. And if it's not for you, then that's okay, and nobody should judge you for that. You shouldn't judge yourself because you don't fit in with the crowd and you're not doing what everyone else is doing. You are beautiful and unique, and we need your shine in the world. And I want you to remember. I want you to remember. I want you to remember. I want you to remember you. I want you to put aside all those worries and the oppression that you feel from maybe a job forcing you into working more hours and not getting enough money. Set aside that angst. Set aside that worry. I want you to lean in to the little things that bring you joy. Lean into enjoying sitting with friends and laughing. Enjoying watching the silly birds dance around and pick up their little sticks and take it to their nest. Enjoy sitting with a nice book and a cup of tea and being snuggly and enjoying a good read. I want you to think about all the little things in life that bring you joy. And maybe it's a piece of yarn that you're excited you have a new project that you're going to play with. Or maybe it's a new painting Or you're going to build something amazing with some wood that you found. Whatever it is that makes your heart soar, remember to lean into that. And if you become frustrated with a project and you're having a hard time, step away. Remember to find your love again. Nothing is worth doing if you're not doing it with all of your love. And when you bring your love to that moment, it'll become easy. All of a sudden, you're figuring out all the things you couldn't figure out before because you step back or you laughed at yourself and you're just, oh, I'm so silly, getting upset over silly little things. Even if it seems like it's such an important problem, you'll never solve it by being angry. You'll never get through to the next side unless you make space for that answer to come. You have to step back and open your love and bring the light in so that you can see the answer. It's there, but you've hidden it in the darkness of your anger and your frustration, and you writhe and you rail against everything that's wrong. And you're forgetting what's right. You're forgetting what's beautiful. You're forgetting that at the core, it all comes down to the love and where we bring our love and how we show up with our love. And when we see each other with that love and compassion, no matter where you are in life, no matter who you are, no matter how you show up in life, you are that love. And when you remember to shine the light, all the problems disappear. All of a sudden, the solutions emerge and they flow. Everything flows and it's easy because you decided to change your perspective. You decided to laugh at yourself. You decided to laugh at the world and all the silliness that comes between us all. You decided to laugh in its face and say, ha, I will not let you take me down. I will not let you destroy my love and my light. I will not let you stand on my back for your gain. I will always remember my joy. I will always remember my love light. And I will carry that torch and I will walk forward in that beauty and joy because that is my God-given right. That is my right as a human being to shine my love, to be love. And when I listen and I hear the calling in my soul and my love light in my God self, however you describe that, when I listen to that, it guides my way. It shows me if it's not for me, I become anxious, I become worried, I become frustrated, I become sad. When it's for me, the clarity grows and I can see the road laid out in front of me like never before, and my heart bursts open with all the love that there is. I'm full. And I walk forward in ease. I walk forward in joy. And everything is as it should be. You are love. Don't let the world slow you down. Don't let you slow you down. Because you are your own guide. You have everything inside you to figure out all your problems. You have everything inside you to guide yourself to that love, to heal yourself through your thoughts and actions, of choosing what's right for you. And only you know that answer. Never defer, never give away your power, your decisions. Always lean into the love and light, and you will see everything clearly. And when you hang on to your anger and you hang on to that as a badge, courage to hide your fear of allowing yourself to feel your feelings, all you do is muddy the water and make it hard to see. It makes it hard to listen because you don't want to feel those feelings. You don't want to lean into it. It's too painful. You can't take it anymore. But you must allow, allow yourself to feel that pain. Because when you're in it, you know this is right for me or this is wrong for me. And the reason you feel pain is because you didn't listen to that guides you. But now you know. Don't beat yourself up. Don't go down that road. Be gentle. Be kind to yourself. Honor yourself where you are, because you are perfectly imperfect being. And it's okay, and it takes time to learn the way to skate, to float, to ski. However your analogy takes you on that journey, it takes time to feel into what is the best motion for you, where your love lies. Always guide yourself with your bliss, your love, your kindness. If it feels good to be kind and move in that direction, when you hear your mind start to lie to you and say you're not good enough, shed off that. Those are lies you've built and told and hid behind to stop you from moving forward, to stop you from being everything that you can be. Because you are beautiful and amazing, and I believe in you. I see you. I see your wholeness. I see your beauty. I see your grace. I see what you will be, what you want to be. I've seen it all, and you shine. You shine so brightly. I will not see you from your defects. I will not see you less than you are, because you are perfect. You are a perfect human being, and I love you. I love you for being you. So shine, 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 and be kind to yourself. Much love. Thank you for listening to the Beautiful You podcast. I hope this has helped you on your journey to relaxation and finding your beautiful you. And I want you to remember that I love you. You are love and you are loved. Go and shine your beautiful you. You're a gift to the world just by being you. For more information about Mahankor, go to mahankor.com and see upcoming events, book, and other surprises. Have a lovely day.